is. And this morning I'd like to introduce you to a very special young man called Nkosi Nathi Ngwenya. Welcome in the studio. How are you doing?
I'm fine, thanks. And you, sir?
Good, thank you. Martin. My name is Martin. And
he's
Liesl.
Very nervous.
I know. When I deal with school kids and you know, young students and stuff, we always get inspired. And we just, for a moment, want to bring you into our world and just have a chat to us. So you know everybody here, right? That's Liesl, Clola, and Anne over there. We just thought we'll invite you in just to get to know you a bit better because you've got big hopes and dreams. Take me back quickly. Where do you live? Describe your daily life to me.
I live in Fort Loras. Mm-hmm. It's a little bit of a township.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, east of Nkuruleni.
Who do you live with?
I live with my mom and dad.
With your mom and dad?
Yep.
How things at home?
Bit better.
It's a bit better?
Yeah.
Then what was it? Was it tough? Was it tough at one stage?
Yeah, one stage was tough. Really
and
tough.
You were at school, right?
Yep.
And when things are tough at home, it makes it even harder to study, man.
Yeah.
But you just kept going.
Kept going and managed to pass.
So you passed. Which year did you pass matric?
2018
you passed matric. And then it's that big question. Oh my word. Mm-hmm. You have to decide, what am I going to become one day? Did you know from the start what you want to become one day? What's your interest?
Yeah, I know from the start, but I was confused because I have a lot of options to choose.
It's the worst thing, at such a young age that you have to decide your future. There's always that joke, you know, you know people at 40, they still don't know what they want to do. But now at like 17, 18, you have to make that big life choice. So what did you decide on?
I decided on doing a course which deals with engineering.
Engineering. So you want to become an engineer?
Yep.
And when did you decide this? What made you decide this?
The whole of my lifetime, I loved crafting, reading engineering books.
Oh, really? So that's a huge interest of yours. Your big dream is to become an engineer. Tell me something. So you're telling me that times were tough at stages around the house, but what kept you going? What's the driving force, or who's the driving force in your life?
Driving force was to change the atmosphere that my family have.
Tell me about the atmosphere. What made it tough?
Made it tough. At once, there was no one working at home, so... Mm. Sometimes we had even to get something to eat. So
when your challenge in life is to find something to eat, it must make feel your dream of becoming an engineer feel a little far away and untouchable. Am I right?
Yep, it does a little bit, but I keep on convincing myself that one day I'll become one.
And who was there for you all the time? Did your parents support you?
Yep, a lot.
Did you tell one of them, I want to become an engineer?
Yep.
What did they say?
They were quite happy because they always see me doing some things, working, always volunteering somewhere just to get some exposure.
So you passed matric. The next step now is obviously to apply at a university, right?
Yep.
To study engineering. Did you do that?
I did, but the thing is, when I was applying, my English requirements was very low.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But all the other requirements to become an engineer were there, except for the English?
Yes.
And am I right in saying the money?
And the money.
That's a big problem, because you're telling me at one stage both your parents weren't working, so even finding food to eat for you and your family was a challenge. Now, you need to go and study at university. And those are big, that's big money. That is really, really big money.
Quite big.
Did you discuss this with your parents? What did they say?
They've tried to organize some things, funding, help. So fortunately, I couldn't find in.
So here's a young man. How old are you now?
Now, 19 years.
You're 19 years old. You've gotten your matric through some trying times at home. I think a lot of kids would have given up, but you didn't give up. So you passed matric. University would have accepted you. Am I right?
Yes.
They would have accepted you. They would have made your dream come true and said to you, come, Nkosi Nathi, come and study engineering. That is your dream. But there's one big problem, and that, of course, is the funding. That's the thing that stands between you and becoming an engineer. What would that make you the, I mean, in your immediate family, that probably would make you the most educated person. Am I right? Is there anyone else in your family with a degree?
Nope.
You'd be the first.
I'll be the first.
How do you feel about that?
A bit happier. Glad that I'll change everything in my family.
What does your mother say about it?
She's quite happy.
She's quite happy.
Yeah.
But a bit sad at the same time.
Very proud.
Very, very proud parents. But there's one problem, and that is the funding. Gosinati, stay right there. Let's see if we could at least help you in a tiny, tiny way this morning. One tiny step closer to reaching your dream here on Good Morning Angels. More about that coming up. This morning I introduced you to a special young man. His name is Nkosinati Ngwenya. He's from Vosloorus. Grew up, as he described it, in the township with his family, his mom and his dad, his two sisters and his brother. He was also explaining how things got pretty tough and challenging at one stage when both his parents did not have jobs. They were both jobless. All this time, of course, everything going on, facing the daily challenges, you had to get through school. And you did. You matriculated last year, which is fantastic. Now, on top of that, your dream is one day to become an engineer. And you say that you had this dream, this interest for a while. You were reading engineering books and admiring, what, like, you know, structures and stuff in life. And you could see yourself there. Am I right? You picture yourself.
Yes, thank you.
You picture yourself as an engineer. You got your matric. You went to university to apply. You got accepted. But there's one problem. I suppose it's a problem that in your life you got kind of used to, I suppose. The fact that there's not money for things. Am I right?
Yes.
Money for food, money for studies, money for things. What would you say was the toughest day in your life so far?
Toughest day in my life. It was 2016,
mm-hmm.
where I used to go maybe to sleep without no food, wake up early, go to school, attend school, had to study, living in a congested place.
Was there a time where you wanted to give up?
Nope.
Never?
Not at once.
I know a lot of kids who just want to give up when it's a rainy day, man. It's like, I don't want to go to school. It's looking miserable outside. It's cold and it's rainy and I just don't want to go to school. And you're saying you went to bed hungry and there's no money and parents are jobless, but you just kept going. That's amazing, man. That's so amazing. So listen, it's Good Morning Angels. So we want to make a plan at least to help you in a small way forward to when you do get to study one day. So I first want to introduce Hanley Gonzalez. Did I get it right, Hanley?
Yes,
how are you?
Morning, Martin.
You know what? Listening to this young man and his hopes and dreams, it's inspiring, right? Never give up. Never give up. But the challenge is still there. So what do you have for us this morning that could make his life a little easier and get him one step closer to this dream?
Well, Martin, our summit called My Future 4.0 that is happening at the Ticket Pro Dome in a couple of weeks' time from the 15th of May is all about exactly that. We believe in building a platform for youngsters like Nkosinati to be able to fulfill his dreams.
Sure.
The summit is particularly based on technology, and we're trying to encourage our youngsters and youth to get to look into that. And for that reason, we're here this morning to try and see if we could help this brilliant youngster to get a little bit closer to his dreams. And the My Future 4.0 Summit would like to donate 10,000 Rand towards getting there. So in the hope that did you find a place where you could study, this is potentially money that could get you just that little bit further in buying books and things that you might need.
10,000 Rand from My Future 4.0, and I will tell you more about the summit in a couple of moments' time. If you're in the same shoes as Nkosinati, you want to be there. So as a student, let me tell you something. Every single little bit that people offer you and that people give you is definitely going to make a difference. So there's 10,000 Rand for you already. That's going to come in handy at some point, courtesy of my future 4.0. So that's good news.
Is that going to help?
It is going to help a lot.
And then also from Fred Iberson from GoZone, because now as an engineering student, you're going to need a laptop. So they want to give you a brand new laptop according to spec for your engineering studies. They are our second angel this morning, and they are called GoZone. Want to step forward. Thank you so much to Fred Iberson from GoZone. So now you've got the laptop as well, and it's fully spec to help you. You've got some money that's going to get you there. You've got the laptop that you can do your studies on. So far, so good, right? There are lots of angels around. A lot of angels around. Now, there's one more angel. His name is Yashin Bridge Mohan. Yashin, thanks for joining us on the show this morning.
Thank you, Martin.
Who are you representing?
It's IESA-MSA. It's IE-MSA.
What do you do?
I'm the Executive Dean for Business Engineering and Technology, and very proud to announce some of our new programs. One of them is the engineering program.
So just repeat that quickly. What do you guys do? Who are you? And how do people get hold of you?
We are a higher education institution. We're based in the West Rand.
Yeah.
We're formerly called Monash South Africa.
Okay.
Yes. We're more recently part of the IIE group.
Okay.
And and we are launching some fabulous new programs.
Like engineering studies?
Like engineering. It's the first engineering program that's launched by a private higher education institution in Africa, actually. And it's aligned to the international accords endorsed by our Council of Higher Education in South Africa.
So what's the big news that you have for us as an angel on Good Morning Angels for Nkosi Nathi this morning?
You know, in Kosinati, it's really great to see individuals like yourself making this perseverance, this type of commitment. But more important to us is your choice in engineering. If you look at Africa and South Africa in particular, engineering capacity is really something that's really required. And we really honor you for your perseverance and commitment, even in your difficult times. So as IIE, MSA, we are privileged to offer you a full education bursary to cover you for your years of study. You've done very well with your marks. And we, in addition, this bursary will also cover your accommodation as well. So we'd like to offer this to you in Kosi Nathi.
How about that, everybody? How about that? So a full bursary for Bachelor of Engineering, including a residence.
Yes.
Do you know what this is worth, my friend? It is worth close to 570,000 bucks.
Wow.
How do you feel about that?
I don't know how to express my feelings, but I'm really, really much happier.
What will your mother say?
Oh, I'm not quite sure, but she will be very happy. Very, very, very happy.
So, courtesy of Yashin and this amazing campus this morning, IIE, MSA, Hanley, and the great people at Future 4.0, Fred and the amazing people at GoZone, you have a bursary, you have residence, you have money towards things. As a student, there are lots of things that are going to eat your money, and you have a laptop according to the spec for your studies. All in one morning.
You're ready to go.
I am.
When can he start, Yashin?
Lectures start at 8. So get out of here and become an engineer. Good to meet you, my friend.
Thanks a lot.
Good to meet you. Go and tell your parents. Go. It's amazing. Thank you, angels. Good job, angels. Good job.
Well done for that, Dylan. Elke oggend doen, dit verander my lewe en dit maak 'n groot verskil in almal anders se lewens.